Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, oh, Jenny, 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 oh, won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, oh, Jenny, Jenny, you know that I love when we can live so happily. Jenny, Jenny, oh, Jenny, Jenny, spinning, 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 spinning like a spinning top. Jenny, Jenny, oh, Jenny, Jenny, spinning, 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 spinning like a spinning top. Jenny, Jenny, oh, Jenny, Jenny, a crazy little part, your heart will see us real and rock.
Glad to be here today because there was a real good chance at one point that I wouldn't be able to. Our internet here in Wickenburg went, well, no, I can't say that. That's not true. Not here in Wickenburg. It was here at the station. I'm getting a new printer installed for my new computer program, and you all know what a real ride that's been. And it blew out the modem. So, you know, things happen, but it's fixed now, so here I am, and we're ready to have some fun. I really need this today, guys. I hope you're ready to have some fun riding the music roller coaster, because it's going to be great. We're going to start with Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair is hitching a ride.
Got to get behind.
Hey, there we go. Hitching a ride with Vanity Fair. And that's fun. Hitching's not fun, but going for a ride's fun. Or taking a nap. Oh my goodness. After a day like today, taking a nap sounds really good. So I'm not going to ask if anybody wants to join me because that's going to get me in trouble. But it makes you stop and think, doesn't it? If you did ask, who would answer? Okay, we're not going to go there. That's far enough down that path. And now we'll go for the next song. This is a request from Brandon. And Brandon asked for a song by Crazy Elephant. Now, you know, I've heard this song, but I never knew who did it. And when you see a name like Crazy Elephant, you wonder, what were they thinking or what were they on? It's difficult to tell, and I'm not going to ask again. So here's Crazy Elephant, and they're doing Gimme, Gimme Good Love. Around to that, or at least doing a shoulder or something, then you died and you just didn't know it yet, because that is going to get you moving way down in yourself. Hey, and Anne came back. I've had her bopping in and out. This is the third time.
I know. I'm here at last. For a while.
Yeah, at last. And we hope you get to stay. We need to wear out that bungee cord just a little bit, but you know.
Oh, no.
Hey, you made
that
it.
Terrible.
That's the biggest part, is you made it. Now if it lets you stay.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Oh my gosh. Oh. And it's like 110 degrees here and the wind is blowing.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of wreaks havoc with telephone connections and internet and all that good stuff sometimes. So we'll just cross our fingers, cross our toes. Don't cross your eyes. That'll give you a headache. But twist your tongue, whatever you need to do. And we'll try and keep you here, girl. We'll just try and keep you here.
Yep.
So to follow that one, if you read my little blurb that goes with the program that I posted, I'm mixing country music, and it's not the old style country western. you know, the blunka. It's not that stuff. I can't handle that stuff. I grew up on it, but I can't deal with it now. But this is the newer sounding country that kind of, they used to call some of this in the late 70s and 80s, they called this crossover music because it could have been played and was played on either country stations or pop stations and went equally well with either genre. So right now we're going to hear the Bellamy Brothers, which is traditionally a country band, and they're going to do a really good song that doesn't sound traditionally country, but it doesn't sound rocky either, but it's a good song. And it, hey, what can I say? It's kind of where my mind is going today. The rest of me ain't following because I got nowhere to go with it. But hey, you know, the Bellamy Brothers doing Lovers Live Longer. And we gonna live forever.
Lovers live longer, lovers live right, lovers get crazy deep in the night. Lovers live longer, so let's stay together, cause the way that we're going, we might live forever. Babe, I read it in the news today, I live to be ripe old age. Funny thing is what they had to say, it's something we've known all along. Lovers live longer, lovers live right, lovers get crazy deep in the night. Lovers live longer, so let's stay together, cause the way that we're going, we might live forever. Just like a shining star, let them guess how young or old we are, and we'll just love our lives away. Lovers live longer, lovers live right, lovers get crazy deep in the night. Lovers live longer, so let's stay together, cause the way that we're going, we might live forever. Lovers live longer, so let's stay together, cause the way that we're going, we might live forever.
Oh yeah, the way that we're going, we might live forever. And maybe not living forever. That's not a real attractive thought, but the reason why is real attractive, I tell you. I like that reason. I like that reason. Okay, we've got, that's as far as I'm going to take that. We're not going to...
Don't go no further.
I could, you know. I could, but I don't want to start naming names or anything. That's probably not a real good idea at this point. No. We don't name names ever. Not a good idea. Okay, I'm looking for something here, and I'm really kind of spread out 6 ways from Sunday, and there we go. Okay. I just need to define stuff. And it's split apart because Sean and I put our music in at different times. And when I put my music in after one of Shauna's shows, it kind of splits my stuff up between the old stuff I leave in there from the last show that I didn't play to the new stuff that I'm putting in. And there's a lot of other songs in between there. So I kind of search for stuff sometimes. But that's all right.
Yeah.
We don't mind. Now we're going to bop back to the 60s. And I think we'll kind of find the Young Rascals. And, you know, when you're young, you're in your teens, you're in your 20s, well, probably even your 30s and 40s, and you meet somebody and you feel a certain way about them. But they haven't said anything. And you kind of go, I wonder if they feel the same thing. Or are they even leaning towards feeling the same thing? Or are they after something else entirely? I mean, that's always in the string of possibilities there. When you get older, you kind of expect that. And it's not such a surprise. And it's, if you choose to go that route, okay, no problem. Have some fun. But right now, this is the Young Guys, a band called the Young Rascals. They were in their early 20s when they did this song, and it's right in the 60s. I mean, you know, right, fits right in. And the song's called How Can I Be Sure?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? But don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up. Upside down, it's a pity. I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really want to know. Hey!
you kind of want to tell the dude, ask. Questions work miracles. Just ask.
It's a nice song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, isn't that sweet? And he's got such a pure tone.
I like
tone.
David Cassidy singing.
Yeah, a little bit. Cassidy came a little later, but yeah, that's about right. And he's gone now, too, so
things do change.
Back to the other side of the road with Lefty Frizzell. And this is an old one. I have to admit, this is an old one, but I always thought it was kind of cute. I liked it. Lefty Frizzell singing Saginaw, Michigan.
Born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of hope. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer upon that claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed.
Now that was one sneaky dude, you know? Mm-hmm. But Daddy was a very greedy dude, so I think he kind of got his just desserts, as the saying goes.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you approach things from the wrong end, you're going to get the wrong end. That's about it. Okay. But I always liked that, because I used to read things about the Klondike Gold Strike, and it was hard up there. Everybody knows about the California Gold Strike. Some people know about the North Carolina Gold Strike and the Oregon Gold, but there was a great big huge Klondike Gold Strike. And when you read about that, that was a hard, hard life up in Alaska, because you added cold and snow and frozen ground and freezing water and you still had to do it the same way that they did in the warmer climates down in California. So that was a tough row to hoe. Gold wasn't all it's cracked up to be, I tell you that. My gosh, it caused the death of many, many people. Gold fever. So many people died in so many different ways, some naturally and some were kind of helped along. So read about that if you're at all curious, because it's a very interesting era. Very, very interesting. Okay, I've got another request, and this request is from John. And this is by Clarence Carter. Now, not too many people have heard of Clarence Carter, but a lot of people, I think, will have heard this song, because I remembered this song from when I was a teenager. I just never remembered Clarence Carter. So here you go. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you remember it, because that's what it's all about, is memories. Clarence Carter doing Patches.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt, cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. A strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice helped me through the years. Saying, Patches, I'm dependent on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. So I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm dependent.
Yeah, and that kind of life is a hard way to live. It really is. Imagine being in a situation where you have to scrabble for the next meal on the table. You've got kids to take care of, and you're in a place to where you have to pray for help to just make it through another day. And you have to do that every day, because when you live like that, you don't have any hope. There isn't any hope. You just, day by day by day, you slog through and you keep dreaming about better times, hoping they come along. But, you know, hit or miss. You don't know. You got to keep going just in case. You got to keep going. We are going to play a nice little song now by the Vogues. And if you've got anyone that you really love, but they kind of don't realize that you really love them, this is the song for you. Because it's wonderful. It says it very sweetly. And it says, you've got someone right here in front of you. Just reach out your hand. That's all you got to do. It doesn't use those words, but that's kind of what it's saying. So we're going to hear the Vogues go, turn around, look at me. Now, ladies, this, from your standpoint, this is what you want in a man. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And guys, take a lesson. Oh, yes. Because this is good. Conway Twitty, Slow Hand.
The night. not seeing what you wanted to see. Darling, don't say a word, I've already heard what your body's saying to mine. You're tired of fast move, you got a slow groove on your mind. You want a man with a slow hand, you want a lover with an easy touch, you want somebody who would spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby, believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow.
Has its place, but just imagine spending time with someone who just makes your heart go flutter, 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 and just being able to have your arms around them and smell them and touch them and feel their arms around you, and that's as far as I'm going to take it. I could go on, but we won't. That it's rated R, but still and all, you gotta leave something to your own imagination instead of having me lead you through it. So there you go. Yeah, yeah. We have Wilson Pickett, and that is a request from Brandon. Brandon's second request. Funky Broadway. Get ready to pick it up.
Name.
funky, moving music. It takes me back to when we would be in L.A. for a little bit for a coin show. And I'd let him go off and do his coin show thing. No big deal. If we didn't have a table, I didn't have to be there. And I would stay in the motel and watch L.A. TV shows that were mostly music in the afternoons. So I got a nice, good, heavy dose of Soul Train. And that's the kind of music you would hear on Soul Train. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. You could not hear that in Spokane, Washington. That didn't happen. But, oh, wow. I would just sit and watch that for hours. It was just fantastic. It was so fantastic. So, memories. What did I tell you? Music is memories. And it goes on and on. It goes on and on. We're going to go to the other side of the street now with the Bellamy Brothers again. Now, the Bellamy Brothers are good. You've heard them one on another song today. This one, it gets your mind a-moving. And you start to thinking maybe about that person you saw last night in the restaurant. Or when you stopped at the bar for a beer and you saw down across the room, that person that you couldn't take your eyes off of. And this is what you were thinking. Bellamy Brothers doing, Do You Love As Good As You Look?
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. A tailored dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
Never mind. It's not her mind she's trying to satisfy by the way she looks, by the way. Yeah. he asked her that, but that's not what he was really thinking. No, that's not what he was really thinking. We all know what he was thinking. You know, that's just how people are. They never actually ask the question that's really burning in their minds. And I think it would be better if they did. Of course, it could be a little more deadly. But, oh well, take a chance. What the hey, you know? We're going to hear Charlie Daniels now because Charlie Daniels is cool. My gosh, have you ever watched that man play the fiddle? Oh, whoa. When you talk about the Bellamy brothers saying that he's going to play her body like a fine guitar, oh, look at Charlie Daniels playing the fiddle. I think I'd rather be a fiddle because, oh, just because. Use your imagination, people, just because. Charlie Daniels is going to play South's Gonna Do It Again.
Picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So get around, get around, chill and be down. Well, just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. Well, yeah, because South's gonna do it again and again. Thank you.
boogie woogie guitar and the fiddle just cooking along, and that piano player wasn't too bad either. My goodness, you can almost imagine strings popping and ivory keys flying, and you're just having such a good time with that song. It's fantastic. Get out and jitterbug to that one. That's great. I have no idea how to jitterbug, but that's the song that comes to my brain when I hear that song. It's just so awesome. I love it. Oh, okay. Now that I've gone off and to outer space there like that, let's drag it back down here a little bit. We're going to listen to Johnny Duncan, and he's thinking of a rendezvous, which, oh yeah, that could happen.
I said, hello, my, it's been such a long time. You said, yes, it has, it's been a year or more. Then you smiled and asked about my wife and family. I said, Johnny's 6 and Judy's almost 4. But I was thinking how I'd love to get you alone for 1 hour down at the family inn like we used to do. We kept talking like nothing ever happened, but I was making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous. Said, are you still working down at the factory? I said, yes, I am. Yes, I'll be there till I die. You asked me if I still went down to Joe's place. I said, yeah, I do, but it's been a long, long time. But I was thinking how I'd love to get you alone for 1 hour down at the family inn like we used to do. We kept talking like nothing ever happened, but I was making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous.
Said,
gotta go, sure been nice to see you, but I told Jack that I'd be home by 9.
I said, by the way, tell him I said hello, and we'll all have to get together sometime.
Is really on people's minds when they're talking to you. You might be surprised sometimes. And then again, maybe not. If you look at their eyes, you can tell a lot. And maybe it wouldn't be such a surprise. And then stop and think, what are your eyes telling them? Uh-huh. Maybe they're not really surprised either. But nobody says anything. Nobody says it. And that's just silly. That's just totally silly. You gotta, words, people, words. Don't take for granted that somebody knows what you mean or can tell by looking at you what you're feeling. Use your words, honey. Use your words. And it's going to turn out a whole lot better. Believe me, it will. Now we're going to have my final request. Not the final song, just the final request. And it's another one from John. And it's Petula Clark, Pet Clark. She was quite popular in her day. And this was kind of a cool song. I really liked it. It's called This Is My Song.
Why is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky so blue since the hour I met you? Flowers are smiling bright, smiling for our delight, smiling so tenderly for the world, you and me. I know why the world is smiling, smiling so tenderly. It hears the same old story through all eternity.
Feeling, that's a good song to pick. I just think you could slow dance to that song. Hey, cool. While they're getting the idea, how sweet is that? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You gotta let your imagination go, people. You gotta live in your imagination for a few minutes each day, just so maybe you come up with an idea of a way. Get closer to that special person who has your heart in their hand. that person. Uh-huh. That one. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because if you don't tell them how you feel, things happen in this world and you might not get another chance. And take my word for it, you don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen. So if you feel that way about somebody, if you love somebody or you feel strongly about them, want to spend time with them, want to just feel good being around them, let them know that. It's important. It really, really is important. That is what it should be about. Not guarding your own feelings, not saving yourself from hurt, but letting someone else know that somebody really loves them, really cares about them, and really wants to help. That's the important stuff. That's the important stuff. So go for it, people. Just go for it. You got it. It's time for an Elvis song. Now, I'm down off my soapbox now, so it's okay. Until after the next song. It's time for an Elvis song. And Elvis is going to sing to us, "It's Impossible."
It's impossible, tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. It's impossible to ask a baby not to cry, it's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? But the second that I never think of you, oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I guess I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. And the ocean keep from rushing to the shore, it's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. Oh, impossible. Impossible.
Oh, we have to say hello to Anne. Anne got back finally. How was that trip across the ocean, Anne? Oh my goodness. I was wondering if you were gonna be able to make it back this time. That was a long time. You probably tried and tried and tried and tried.
Yeah, you know why? If I'm doing 1 to 63.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I was pulling the air out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get back there.
Yeah. And it's impossible. Can you imagine? Can you really, really imagine somebody feeling that way about you? That no matter what you ask them, it was no problem because nothing was impossible because of the way he loves you.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
They're lovely.
Oh, I can imagine that. Oh, yeah. That is sweet. Oh, yes. Sweeter than sugar. Yeah. You got it. Now we're going to hear, we heard Conway Twitty talking about a slow hand, which should have sent most of us off into orbit, needing ice water and who knows what else. Don't go there. I've got Ronnie McDowell now.
Oh, fair, I think.
Yeah, good. You know how I just kind of slipped over that.
Yes.
Ronnie McDowell. It's one of those things that falls out of your mouth and then you realize what you said. And it's too late. You can't take it back. You already said it. So that happens a lot to me. Okay. Ronnie McDowell. After Conway Twitty, now we're going to hear Ronnie McDowell. And this is a song for all of us ladies who are over 50. I think of 50. Some people would think of 40. Some people wouldn't think until 60. But this is about older women make beautiful lovers. Think about that, guys.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women, 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I met older women along, they understand. That older women know just how to please a man.
So baby, don't you worry about growing older, for those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Proud to be an older woman, doesn't it? hey, you know, it's not the age that counts. It's the chemistry. It's the chemistry. It's not the age. And don't overlook the older ladies, because you could be missing out on some Boston cream cake instead of eating unfrosted brownies. I mean, you know, think about this. Just, you know, think about this. Whether you're whether a guy's 30 or 55 or whatever, think about these older women. You know, I mean, we every once in a while we'll see people, and I'm remembering when I worked for the City of Post Falls in Idaho. You see, like, this 30-year-old guy getting out of the car, and there's a 75-year-old woman sitting in the passenger seat, and you check the names when they come in to pay their water bill or whatever it is, and it was a water bill, and you see that there are wedding rings and the same name jointly on this bill. And you think, hey, you know, that is cool. More power to you, dude. Lady, you got it made. And it's just so sweet when people think of how they feel about someone instead of that person's age. That is something very, very sweet. It's like fresh-made taffy. Warm and melting in your mouth. It's just, okay, that's enough descriptors. Just think of it, though, guys. Just think of it. What you could be missing by making age important, and what you can have if you pay no attention to age and just look at the person. Oh, yeah, it could be real sweet. It could be real sweet. We are now going to hear The Outsiders. And The Outsiders, we're going back to the 60s. They're going to sing about Time Won't Let Me Wait That Long.
I can't wait forever.
Okay, had to take care of a little business there because we had no internet for a while and the log didn't get sent down where it needed to be. So now I'm having to take care of that, which is not that big of a problem. We just have to do it. So we are going to do that. So just bear with me for just a second here and we'll get her done. And everything will be great at that point. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? I think tomorrow's Thursday. I hope tomorrow's Thursday. Because I'm doing Thursday. Okay, we'll take the time here, and we're going to put on another good song. And this one is by, get this, Peaches and Herb. Peaches and Herb. I think they were married to each other. I'm not sure. I don't remember that far back. But the song is called Reunited.
Breakup we had has made me lonesome and sad.
Now, that song is pretty sugar sweet, but it's nice. It's nice because when you have something fall apart, it hurts. And if you have a chance to put that back together, if you want to put that back together, it can be even sweeter. If you want to put that back together, that doesn't always follow, but it can be pretty sweet. So, good song, good song. Let you kind of hear the possibilities, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good possibilities. You just don't think that. You got good possibilities. Okay, we've got this. The name of this group just really stopped me for a second, and I had to look at it and kind of figure it out. But once you figure it out, it wasn't that difficult. It's just these guys were pretty creative. They spelled circle CYRCKLE. There you go. A little strange, but unique. So the circle is singing Red Rubber Ball. Sometimes it just doesn't go as long as you think it will. I mean, when I got married, I thought it was going to be forever. So 30 years ain't too bad, but it wasn't forever. But it's okay. It really is okay. Once you realize it is okay, it's not easy, but it's okay. And then that opens the way or something even better, something even sweeter, and something that you maybe don't tack the word forever onto. And that's okay too, because it gives each person space to be themselves, and it lets you love them for themselves, and not something that you expect them to be or want them to be. And that is a lot sweeter. Well, we've gotten to a point now where I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening. Thank you, Anne, for bebopping back and forth, I think, four times. I only got to talk to you twice, but you came in four times. And that's a tough trip across the Atlantic, I tell you. You got to break in that bungee cord so it doesn't yank you back so quick. She was just here during that last song, but didn't stay because whatever happened, happened. And I just want to say thank you because I know friends and family are listening. And that really is quite important, and I really do love it. So thank you for being here. Thank you to those who listen later and won't hear this until they listen later. But it's great. It's fantastic. And I am so glad that you joined me and that you enjoy it. Thank you to Tanya for the beautiful graphics. She does such a great job. I'm going to have to ask her to make me a new one just because I like them so much that I like to see what she comes up with. So, goodbye for now. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Have a good week. Don't melt, for crying out loud. Just don't melt. But keep the love in your heart. Keep the love in your heart and let it grow and share it. Share it with somebody wonderful. Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run. Watch your bandit run.